stewardship connection is very important. And I need to talk about this because connection calls for commitment, not convenience. It's very important. Elijah never tried to make it convenient for Elisha because he knew some things Elisha had to go through in order to be able to hold the position that he was going to. Also, I wrote this down. Connection cannot be compromised. Very important. There should be no compromising for a person to stay connected. Another aspect, LTMA, connection cannot be convenient because it's sort of like an exercise in class. If the trainer don't upstep the weight and you keep picking up the same amount, you'll never get where the trainer is. Thirdly, connection with special assignment takes courage because there's not going to be no too many regular moments because you're pioneering and we are apostolically moving in areas that the average Christian or minister had never gone before. Now, some of you maybe think you have been there, but if you pay close attention, there's a lot of somewhat I would call virgin territory that the Lord is taking us in, so it takes courage. Because I'm going to hit you with something in a few moments that my oldest son and my wife have said, now I'm talking, and this conversation came up, and it hit me like a not a ton of brick. It hit me like a strong anointing that I need to deal with this. To stay connected, you cannot let anyone else pull your lever. Now, what I mean by that? Well, I used to work, had some dealing with the railroad, and I've seen boxcars connected, and the big cuff on the end of each boxcar got to connect. Now, the lever, and sometimes you think they're connected, but if you take off, the lever come right back open because it wasn't shut down. And so that's why you can't let nobody else pull your lever. Real connection is a lifetime commitment. Now, ministers are about to get real strong here now because I have to deal with something that the average minister never would deal with. The impartation here is the mistress of proper connection. That's a few of them I read to you. Let me read something I wrote. Ministries know very little about properly connecting to special calling. Shut that door, boy. Ministers know very little about properly connecting to, now listen to the two words, special calling. They are calling and they are special calling. And you'll see what I'm talking about in a few minutes. God has placed on certain men and women in the body of Christ or in the Bible special calling. Now watch this question. Lord, watch this question. I just call one of y'all name every now and then. I hope you're on the line. Watch this question. How many Abraham was called in the Bible with special instruction? How many Abraham? How many Abraham? We come to the conclusion, only one. Even though there were a lot of other ministers called, but there's only one Abraham, and there was one, Abraham had a special instruction, a special anointing, and those who connected with him has been permitted by God to have a close-up connection with one with a special calling. Now, I just want to go ahead and tell you right now. You know, you all know, all ministers, pastors, and everybody else, that I'm operating in a special calling. And so God permitted you to connect with me for a reason. There's something that God need to deposit in you. You're not going to get no other way. All All right, I'm be real with you this morning now. Because you have to answer the question. You know, you think everybody Abraham. No, everybody not Abraham. And then when you read in Genesis chapter 12, you see the calling of Abraham and what God told Abraham. But you must notice that God told Abraham, I am going to bless you. Ain't no man going to bless you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless those who connect to you properly. That came out of the mouth of God to Abram, because Abram had a special assignment, a special calling. LTMA is not for people who are not committed. It's not for people who want convention. Not for people who, when the going get a little tough, they decide that they're going to disconnect themselves. That don't work like that. And I'm not talking about no special place. I'm just talking about the whole fact of the thing. Now, notice that God, notice the eyes, I will, that God used in Genesis 12, 1 through 4 or 5, where he said, then he said, all the family of Israel be blessed. But he said, I'm going to bless you, Abraham. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless those who bless you. I'm going to do it. You're not going to bless them, Abraham. I'm going to bless them. Those who connect to you properly, I'm going to bless them with a special blessing, with a special calling, the special anointing, the special assignment that I place on your life because of your inability. Because of your inability, but yet your commitment to me. All right? I want commitment. You see that? I want commitment. I don't need no ability. I need commitment. That's what he's saying to those who he gives special calling to. That's why Gideon thought he couldn't do it. Jeremiah was copping out. The Lord said, I'm not calling you because of your ability. I'm calling you because I want you to commit. All right, now notice this. Listen very carefully. We read in Genesis 12 about this special man called Abram. Everybody couldn't connect to him. All right? Now, he left all his family members, God told him, but Lot went with him. Now, because, if you look in the 13th chapter, because Lot was connected to Abram, who had this special calling on his life, when prosperity starts flowing, it flowed to Lot also. And now we get to this place where Lot's agenda is found out. Because Lot began to prosper because he connected to Abraham. All of a sudden now he's equal with Abraham. He know better than Abram. And so Abram just stood back and said, Lot, we shouldn't have this argument. 13th chapter of Genesis. So the land couldn't hold them because they had so much stuff. Lot had the stuff because of connection. All right? Now, it's proven in the Bible he had it because of connection. Because Abraham stood back and gave him another chance. See, well, you decide where you want to go. Now, what Lot should have said, I'm not backsliding. I'm not going to disconnect. You call the shot. I'll go where you want me to go, but I'm not leaving you. But instead, Lot made a decision. Abraham said, well, choose where you go. Wherever you go, I'll go the other way. And when Lot made that decision, he backslided. And when he backslided, he was in for a great awakening because he may have thought that his anointing was doing what was happening. But it was God, divine connection, stewardship connection, the way God does everything by connection with that special call he had on Abraham. Lot was in that position. And when Lot departed from Abraham, down he went. He lost out. Also notice this. There's only one Abraham. Also notice this. When Lot departed from Abraham, he went down, but then God seemed like he was holding back to wait till Lot departed because God saw Lot's heart, and he knew Lot was out to get what he wanted to get, and then he wanted to be equal, and he didn't recognize the lesson and the anointing and the wisdom and the knowledge and the insight he had being on the inside with Abram. He didn't recognize all of that, and when he left, he found out he didn't really have what he thought he had. And so after he left, now the Lord said, I told Abraham, said, now I'm going to take you further. I couldn't take you no further with Lot because Lot was just hanging on. So increase came after Lot left. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand, I have a great conviction here about conviction, courage, commitment, and no compromise. Every one of you, God has something special that happened in your life because of this connection. And I have to tell you, as your leader. So let's revisit Abraham. In the 14th chapter, somebody tried to give him some stuff from a wall. Abraham said, no, don't give me nothing, because I don't want no man to say he made me rich. So our connection is not a money connection. Our connection is a spiritual connection, and we better understand that. Money is involved because seed is important, but yet at the same time, LTMA is not about money. But you're supposed to sow, and you're supposed to do what you need to do, and you all do that. But I want you to understand that the connection is way higher, because some of y'all are a little scared, a little afraid about sowing, and you're ducking. You don't have to duck. You don't have to duck. This is a special assignment from God. I've got to do what God told me to do. So there you have now. There you have a stewardship. I wrote that word, stewardshipping connection. That's what I wrote. It's so important for you to understand that in Genesis 12 and 13. Now, let's go a little further. We talk about this connection deal and commitment and convenience. It's not connection, never going to be convenient. You have to press through in connection. You can't let nobody come talk in your ear about a connection. When they do that, you're going to get in trouble. You can't hang with people who disconnected. Because if you do that, they're going to say something. So you need to get your mind straight, because you cut your blessing, think you're going to a blessing, and you're going to a happening, not a blessing. All right, now, how many Moses? How many Moses and Joshua connection there is in the Bible? And then you read in Joshua 1:1-9, it gives you a spin-off of what a real connection means. God said to Joshua, as I was with Moses, I'll be with you. Because you've learned some stuff from Moses, because Moses was my special man, and I connected you to him. For you to learn these things, now it's your time. I need you to take these people forward. Every ministry in the LTMA is supposed to be grown. If y'all follow instruction, y'all follow my teaching, if y'all follow my prayer, I'm praying every day for LTMA, for everybody to increase in their calling. Special connection. Joshua had a special connection to a special commission God had given to Moses. And because Joshua followed instruction, followed Moses' instruction, God talked to Moses, and Moses talked to Joshua. Special instruction. That's the way God said, you don't hear my man, you won't hear me. Now, everyone on this phone, I know God talked to you. But remember, there are men and women that have special callings on their life. Money coming, apostolic, apostle finances. You're not going to find this everywhere. It's not side the road. It's years of diligent faithfulness, not ability, faithfulness toward God. And God looked down in Gonzales and gave me that word. And now we all connected to it. It's a phenomenon. It's outstanding. I mean, you never saw nothing like it of the stewardship freedom that it brought to people's lives. And people are set free. And I get many testimonies of people's lives are changed. Not one lady was at my church Sunday, she said, from Chicago, she said, Apostle, it's not just about the money. I know the money, you got the money message, but it's something behind that message, something else going on. She recognized that God has sent me out and us out with this message. All right. So then I'm on one Abraham, one Moses. How many Elijah does it have in the Bible? You know, somebody else might be wearing the name. Somebody else might find another person named Elijah. But you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Elijah that Elisha followed. How many? And read that story. Look at how definite, how accurate, how studious Elisha had to be when other ministers on the sidelines was laughing and clowning and said, oh, y'all just going to Monday coming meeting, just going to the prosperity revival, just following that man. Elijah said, look, get out of my face. Y'all don't even know what you're talking about. That's why your ministry ain't doing nothing. That's why you got a big front with no behind. See, because most ministers got a big front with no behind. They just fronting out, but they're really not. They don't have good success. They don't have prosperity. Their family all tore up because they do not have the real thing. Now, so here, Elijah, 2 Kings chapter 2, 1 through 15. Elijah had the special privilege of being connected to Elijah. And you see, you remember when he first met him, he had two or three things to do. One of them was anoint him, and he said, what I got to do with you? In other words, you know what you're supposed to do. I ain't got to hold your hand. I ain't got to call you every week. You know God has connected you to me, and the same thing with me. I ain't calling you every week, every day. You know that God. I know a lot of ministers, God never would connect to me. Some I won't even let them get close to me because I know they're conniving. And I've talked to men, and they say, you don't need to come here because you don't want this. You just want fame and stuff like that. And that's not what it's about. But now, on the other hand, Gehazi with Elisha. Elisha sent him in his place. Go in my place. Go tell the man, dip in the pool. And he went, and et cetera, et cetera. And then Gehazi thought, Elisha turned his money down and went behind the man of God. He wasn't connected. Went behind his back. Now, Elisha and Gehazi. You got to determine where you're at. Gehazi went behind the man's back because all he wanted was money and fame and clothes. He hadn't learned the lesson yet. If he'd have stayed there, he'd have had all those things. That's why God connected him with Elisha. Elisha had learned from Elijah. Now, you following what I'm saying now? See, Elisha became Elisha because he was connected to Elijah. And then God started connecting people to him because he did the right thing and stayed in the flow. Gehazi, instead of ending up with what he pulled to end up with, he disconnected, ended up with leprosy. You see? And that's what happened. I made my mind. I'm going to walk in love, and I'm not going to talk bad about nobody who disconnected from me. I just release them and let them go because they missed God. They totally missed God. They totally forgot the thing that God taught them through me. They totally forgot the connection was made through us by the Spirit of God. And so I want to reiterate and reinforce what LTMA is all about. We're not just an organization. There's a connection there. And in connection, there's got to be protection. There has to be correction. There has to be direction. Sometimes there has to be silence to let a person learn how to make that step themselves. It's not a buddy-buddy deal. It's supernatural. It's from God. It's unusual. It's uncommon. And we have to understand that the 12 is 10 now because Phil went home to be the Lord, and then another man resigned, Jason resigned. But there, God got two more men he's going to put into play. But the idea is the 10 men I have are strong men, and they are imparting to you. God is using them like he used Elijah. Elijah. Everybody can't be Elijah. All right. On the other hand now, how many David there were in the Bible? You might find another name, but you know who I'm talking about. When Jonathan connected to David in 1 Samuel 18, you read that sometime, and I'm not even reading scripture today. 1-4, that boy gave everything he had for David, even though his father. I had a young man tell me more than one. He told me, he talked to his dad. His dad said, go with him. He know where he's going. His dad's a minister. But his dad said, go with him. He know where he's going. His dad released him to follow me. Not one. I know more than one like that. Released to follow because his dad saw something in the connection that was higher than where he had been. So there's David. There's a Jonathan connection. We talked about Elijah. We talked about Gehazi. Now, here's one I really love. And ladies, I'm not going to leave you all out. How many roots does it have in the Bible? And you know the roots I'm talking about. You can go find nine other people named Ruth. But you know what Ruth, the Ruth who was connected to Naomi and told Naomi, said, no, I'm not leaving you. Where you die, I'll die. Where you live, I'm going to live. What happened to her? By staying connected. The other girl missed it. By staying connected, Naomi led her straight to Boaz. And she became a wealthy woman. The other girl still struggling. I mean, she got, I got what I want. I'm leaving now. No, when you're connected, it's a lifetime connection. God ain't going to tell you. That's like some members leave your church. Pastor, you know, I think the Lord moved me. Lord ain't moving you. You moving your own self. You've had members. You pastors listen to me. You had members that you worked in flesh and blood for members. And after 20 years, 15 years, they come tell you, I believe I'm being led. No, when you came there, you wasn't right. You came there to get something. That's what happened. You didn't come there to help the vision. He that is faithful on that which is another man, God, and he that's faithful over a few things, God said he'll make him a ruler over many things. Luke chapter 16. It's talking about stewardship. Stewardship with money. It's just like stewardship with connection. It's just like stewardship with ministry. It's connection is a stewardship. Look at Ruth. Look at how she wouldn't let Naomi go, how she stayed with her, how she, Naomi ain't had nothing. She stayed with her anyway. There was a connection, a divine connection from God. So what I want you to see today, and what I want on record that I ministered to you about this stewardship of connection, I'm not going to be long today because it's so important. I'm headed for Richmond to minister. I got to minister tonight, but I just want you all to know that you cannot compromise. You have to be committed. You have to have courage. And God is not counseling connection. It's somebody who can't have their way. Now, I minister to some people some ways that some of y'all will never know. There's some things I'm not going to ever tell. But sometimes in LTMA, I have to correct people about money and certain things they're doing a certain way. And I have to let them know they can't do it that way, because I know if they do it that way, it's false, it's not real, and it will not produce the special anointing that God placed in my life. It can't last. You got to be honest. You got to be upfront. You got to be right. You got to make correction when you need to make correction. In this stewardship that God has given us is one great stewardship. You know, souls first. But God has given us a financial stewardship to bring back the finances that his gospel can be preached all over the world without begging. There's a beggarly voice. When I came into ministry, I run up on beggarly voices, and it didn't add up with the scripture. But I never knew God was going to use me in this area, because I was so far, I'd been taught so far from money, that, you know, money wasn't even on my mind. You couldn't even talk to me about the money. I want to talk about Jesus and the blood, water, baptism, and et cetera. But yet, when my eyes was open, there's God, the God of prosperity, abundance, increase, everywhere, trying to get his people to see their inheritance just so they can have enough money to do what he needs to do. And then they can enjoy life and show by example that the Lord is a good God, that he's a prospering God. So I say to you who are in LTMA, I'm talking to you from my heart today, I ain't got time for no game. You know, I talked to my employer this morning. I ain't got time for no game. I got a special mission. I just become seasoned enough to get it done. So I can't be vexed with people who got their own agenda, own ego. And then when something happens, you can't get scared and punk out. You can't. Things going to happen. You need to go to the Lord in prayer, ask him to give you courage and direction. You can't sit down. You can't be lazy. You just won't sit around, ride in a car, and wear suits. I mean, when you connect it to a commission, you have to be on it. You have to yield to the Holy Ghost. He put you there for a reason. Now, if you look back, if you connect it properly, you've exploited. You don't have to have a whole lot of material things, but you know your life not the same. any minister, any pastor connected to me, if you connected right, now if you playing that little sheepish stuff and you know just little showmanship, you ain't real, you know. More of y'all need to be to these meetings. Y'all got enough money to get to these meetings. Y'all, all y'all need to be in Richmond. If you ask the Lord, do y'all believe the Lord say what he said? He now unto him that David do exceeding abundant above all you ask the thing. Do you really believe that? You're in action. Y'all not asking the Lord. Y'all playing poor mouth. Y'all lazy. You don't want to go. You just, I ain't going to be running on to me. I ain't running. No, you need to go. Because that's what I did. That's what I did. I did when I was broke. I did it. Not one time did God turn me down or let me down. Everywhere my father went, I was there. I was there. I just had enough to supply a seed. God gave me a seed. God gave me somewhere to stay. So you're not asking. I mean, you're convenient. Why you think God connect you to me? He wants you to be like me. He wants you to help me so he can help you. It's a special commission. It's a special charge. It's a special chance. A chance. So, LTMA, listen. You don't know how much I love you. You don't know how much time I spend praying for you. This is my play thing to me. This is when God give me, and I'm not going to hold your hand and sit on the side of the bed with you and pat your back. That is not what God told me to do. You supposed to keep up. You're supposed to get off your tail and follow and walk and go. Some of you pastors, you got money, but you're just convenient. You don't think it's that important. I'll catch him. They say two meetings. I'll just catch two convenient meetings. What? I didn't do that. And that's why I am where I am today. Give God the glory, God the praise, God the honor. I didn't do it. He set me up. He hooked me up. And I follow what he told me to do. Now, it's not a 4-H club. And this is not a sorority. This is spiritual. This is of the Lord. Are you fussing, Apostle? You think Paul was fussing when he straightened the church at Corinth and different places out? No. What it is an anointing that is grabbing for you and telling you, hey, I got your back. Hey, don't give up. Don't lose heart. If things not working right now, don't. That's the enemy bluff. Stick with it. Push. Pull. Share. Be strong. Don't be weak. Be encouraged. Don't be discouraged. Encourage yourself. Ask God for direction. You're not doing this. Listen. You're not doing this for me. You're not doing this for me. I'm not the per se God Father over you. Father God is the God. But I'm to tell you, as flesh and blood down here like you are, walking with you, I know how this thing go. And so my prayer and my faith is out for every church that is connected with LTMA. I know I'm looking at some of y'all faces now. You don't supposed to stay small. You don't supposed to stay broke. You don't supposed to be so and never come out. Pay attention. Sometimes one sentence come out of my mouth. That's the sentence that will take you all the way home. I remember sometimes my dad spoke one word. I mean, I look at the other fellow, he ain't got it. I got it because I was connected. The other fellow got it there because he couldn't stand correction. And that's the only way you're going to get it. So everything up and up. I'm excited about what God is doing today. My ministry is flowing. My sons are doing a lot of preaching. And we're just on the road here in Louisiana. I got Jeremiah back. I know you're on the line. Jeremiah is doing a tremendous job. Jeremiah is Philip's son. He's doing a tremendous job, him and his mom. I'm there with them. Every now and then I go preach for him. He's still sowing. He's still doing what he's supposed to do. I'm praying about it. Next 1 or 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I'm going to put him in office at World Shaker. The membership, I'm talking about Dr. Field Church, the membership is 100% pulling. I feel a vibration I got there, what field I've taught them, and then God enabled us to pull Jeremiah in many years ago. He thought he was going another direction. We pull him in, and start training him. And he's operating masterfully as a young man. I'm so thankful at this time. Keep Wilma up in prayer. She's doing good. She's standing. She know the Lord got her back. But we cannot become fearful. We cannot become the enemy will try to make you fearful when things like that happen. No, you just go to the Lord, give it to the Lord, ask the Lord, give you direction, give you strength. That's what I had to do. That's what you're going to have to do. All right? You don't have an answer for everything. I'm not trying to find an answer for everything. Whatever the Lord wants reveal to me, he revealed to me. I pray to him and ask him to give me direction, and he's giving me direction. Now, I'm headed for Richmond, Virginia. How many of y'all going to be there? That's a church you need to be at. That's a church is an example church in the LTMA. You need to set your butt in there one time. But most of y'all ain't never been there because it's Richmond, Virginia. It's too far. The commitment that these 10 men have, it's the 12 supposed to be, the commitment the 10 men have is for them. It's not for me. Then on the other hand, they're there to make sure things go right. Their name never mentioned highly. They never stand up. I mean, you know, they're leaving their ministries and they're getting to those meetings. And how can some of them look at it refreshed and other ones look like they wore out? What happened there? It's your heart. Your heart determines whether you're fresh or you walk. Talking about all this running. What running? No, do them on twice a month. I'm doing it. I'm an elder to all of you all. I'm an elder to all of you all in age. I'm doing it. Wow. Come on. It's commitment. And I know some of y'all got the money to be there. But you just don't come. You just, you know, it's played cool. So today I'm asking for more commitment. I'm asking for commitment. I'm asking to see more faces. And again, I want to repeat, I'm not going to twist your arm. Right now I'm trying to twist your soul because it's soul issues, what it really is. You're operating in something that you've probably never seen before. I mean, excuse me, but full gospel, word of faith, etc. This apostolic anointing, this apostolic connection that we're dealing with is a whole new government, is a whole new portals of heaven being opened. It's pioneering. It's not afraid to make a mistake because you're treading territory that you've never been before. Those who follow me are not going to remain just as pastors. You're going to be talking about Pakistan, Bashako, Brahme, Samongunde, Ayayo, Mungre. You're going to start operating in a higher, more foreign, more powerful anointing. So you see, this is why, as an apostle in an apostolic anointing, great power and great grace, I'm stirred up today. I'm excited because I know when the enemy try to attack, God is about to come back. So I know some things about to happen that never happened in our lives before. Just be of good courage. Don't cop out. Don't be afraid. God has not given the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Make sure you walk in love. The Bible said love never fails. Perfect love casts out fear. Love is so powerful. And I choose, no matter what nobody says, what nobody do, I choose to walk in the love of God because I know how powerful it is. So in the months to come, I'm going to minister some pretty strong impartation. I don't know no other way to do it. I want to jerk the slack out. I pray that the Holy Spirit right now, the Holy Spirit is bringing conviction. I pray that the Holy Spirit show you my heart, that I'm not playing a game, that the Holy Spirit can show you my heart in your prayer time, in your imagination, in your vision, that you can see my heart, that it's real, that I'm for you. I don't want to get nothing out of you. I want to get something in you. I don't want to get nothing from you. I want to get something to you. I hope you can see that. That's my place where I am now. And that's why I'm ministering to you this morning. Some of y'all been in ministry a long time. Some of y'all got good pulpit altars you can preach in, you can minister. But we're talking about something a whole lot higher than that. We're talking about a special connection to go to special places for special reason to wear a special anointing. Father, I just thank you for LTMA. Thank you for these men who connected to me and follow me where I go. May their base station explode, expand, and enlarge. And those who have sat back and watched us and just did do barely minimum to stay in the LTMA, bring conviction on them and encourage them. And let them follow as they follow me, they're following the Lord. Because they just got their eyes on me. They're going to get discouraged, but as they follow me, the Lord told them, they're following the Lord. Thank you for grace. Thank you for strength for those who are traveling. Thank you for all who travel with me, the band who travel with me. Just thank you for all of them right now, Father. We thank you for all the ministers. Show them divine direction in their calling, what you got for them to do, and then open doors for them to do it. Let them be committed to what you have called us to do. I bless each one. I bless each church that is in the LTMA. I bless it with spiritual growth, numerical growth, financial growth. The anointing just gets stronger and stronger. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. And also in the closing, I want to tell you all, pay attention. Listen to my Sunday morning service when I'm there. I listen to a Tuesday service or get a hold of it. I got some of these boys constantly getting it. And implement some of the revelation in your church, because as apostolic growth comes, there are some things you're just going to take from me and just use it. Get it in your spirit and use it. That's what I deal with my spiritual dad, and every now and then some of him still come up in me. So be encouraged. Be blessed. I'll see you in Richmond, Virginia.